This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baker Mayfield is in the shotgun with Chubb at his side with the first and 10. Fakes the handoff. He throws to Odell. Beckham Jr. catches in the 25. Foot race to the 30. On the hash mark, the 40. Foot race to the 50. From the 40. On the numbers, the 30. Break to tackle, 20. Down the near sideline, 10. 5. Touchdown. Odell Beckham Jr., a quick hitter. 89-yard touchdown pass. Baker Mayfield to Odell Beckham Jr. in his return to MetLife Stadium.
We absolutely need to play better. I think that's the biggest thing, is not losing sight of that a win is a win, especially on the road, and we needed this one. But, you know, field goals early on, we'll take points, but at the same time, we need to be able to finish those drives. And so, yeah, we need to play better.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Kevin Harlan on the Westwood One radio network, and then Baker Mayfield, who said a lot of people are going to throw us in the trash after that season opening loss by 30 points, but they rallied to get their first win of the year on the road at MetLife Stadium. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns for Cleveland.com and also for the Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, there's a lot of different storylines coming out of this one on Monday Night Football, but how much do you think it meant to the Browns to win this game against Greg Williams, who was their interim head coach for a while?
Oh, I think it meant a ton. I was calling this the Alpha Dog Bowl. I mean, there was so much talk going into this game. Miles Garrett, Odell Beckham Jr., Demarius Randall, you name it. Ben Gregg shooting back at Odell. So, you know, there were a lot of egos. There was a lot of stuff going on. And I think absolutely 100% they came into this game really fired up to get some revenge.
So they did get the revenge, and they win by the 20 points against this Jets team that is very depleted and is down to its third-string quarterback. But also, how much did you see Greg Williams' familiarity with Baker Mayfield and the offense kind of making it difficult for them early on?
I thought Greg did a really, really nice job of frustrating this offense and sort of maybe even confusing Baker with some of the looks that he was giving him, you know, changing things up a little bit pre-snap and whatnot. They were hitting these guys really hard, and I do think that Baker started to get somewhat frustrated in this game. I thought Odell did too, to a degree. And then comes the big play, and that changed everything. And in a game like this, when their offense couldn't do anything, that's all they really needed.
What was the reaction inside MetLife Stadium when Odell went 89 yards for the touchdown?
It was a stunner because it was the first play of the drive. So, I mean, people all of a sudden looked up, and there was Odell dashing down the field for an 89-yard catch and run. I mean, it was just spectacular. And he had just left the field early at halftime with cramping, and no one really knew exactly what was going on with him. And then, you know, we weren't sure if it was the hip or what. So then he comes back, and there he was, flying down the field at a faster rate of anybody else in the NFL that has scored a touchdown this year.
Mary Kay Cabot with us. Are you at the airport this morning?
I am at the airport, yes.
I love it. Headed back to Cleveland, but covers the Browns for Cleveland.com with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for making some time for us. I really appreciate it. From your perspective, you've obviously covered the Browns for a long time. There have been some lean years, a 1-31 stretch, a lot of coaching changes, a lot of front office changes. What's it like to cover this group of guys with so many different personalities?
Well, it's fun, and I'm going to have some noise back here. Sorry about that. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, there's always a lot of chatter and noise coming out of Cleveland, no matter whether they're winning or losing. But you know, this goes along with an opportunity to actually win some games, maybe with the AFC North now with Big Ben being out for the year. You know, this has some juice to it.
We know that Baker Mayfield has talked about feeling dangerous, and you get that defiant kind of attitude from Freddie Kitchens too. The whole idea that if you're not wearing brown and orange, you're dead to me, or you don't matter, or whatever it was that he said specifically. But what would you say is the prevailing attitude of this locker room?
Well, you know what? It's that. It starts at the top. It's us against the world. It's these guys, you know, pulling together, and they have a toughness about them. I think that's something John Dorsey wanted to instill in this football team. I think he wanted to ramp up the toughness factor. And they did that. But in the first game, they didn't couple it with, you know, being smart. They got so many dumb penalties in that game. So I think they're trying to dial it back a little bit. Not the toughness part of it, but just adding in some composure and playing in a disciplined fashion. Now, I don't know if you can honestly say that Myles Garrett did that tonight, but for the most part, I think they're trying to play tough, smart football, and it starts with Freddie and John.
Well, they did cut their penalties in half, so they went from 18 to 9 and 85 yards of penalties against New York on Monday night. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio with Mary Kay Cabot, who is at the airport headed back to Cleveland. When you think about the strengths of the team, what would you say are their strengths as a group of young guys who've been brought together for the purpose of kind of changing their station in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think the strengths of the team kind of showed up tonight. Myles Garrett with his 3 sacks, Odell Beckham Jr. with his, you know, 89-yard TD catch and run. I mean, I think that it's pretty evident that, you know, it's a strong defensive line and it's a really, really strong receiving core. And then Baker Mayfield. Now, he did struggle some tonight, and he's going to, you know, teams are going to look at that film and try to do some of the same things that Greg Williams did tonight. Now, Greg knows him very well, and so we have an advantage there to be able to do that. But I think that's, you know, some of the strengths are, again, receiving core, defensive line.
So what happened to OBJ's watch?
Well, you know, all of a sudden it became more about the visor than the watch. And we went from watch gate to visor gate. You know, I guess he just decided, and maybe Freddie probably had a conversation with him and said, we're not going to do anything to take anything away from the team or distract the team. That's my guess, because the Browns had been warned that he couldn't wear it. So he flashed it around a little bit in pregame warmups, but then when it came time to go out and play the game, he didn't have it on.
You know, it's interesting, Mary Kay. We talk so much about young quarterbacks and adjusting to the position, and there are a lot of young guys, even a rookie kicker on the team. And yet not a lot is made of the fact that Freddie Kitchens also has to adjust to being a head coach for the first time ever. Now, you've covered other guys who were first-time head coaches. The Browns seem to hire many of them over the course of, I don't know, the last decade or so. They went through a bunch of them. How do you feel like he's adjusting to the responsibilities of being a head coach?
I think he's adjusting to them okay. I mean, I don't think the debut was what he would have wanted, obviously. I mean, it's not, it, you know, it comes back. It's a reflection on your head coach when you have 18 penalties for 182 yards. Mm. Something got lost in the translation there, apparently. But, you know, they regrouped pretty well for this game. And, you know, he pulled it together. But, you know, also they were playing against a third-string quarterback. This Jets team is depleted. C.J. Mosley wasn't out there. Quinnen Williams wasn't out there. Sam Darnold. So I don't know that they should be getting, you know, too ahead of themselves. I think they need to take a critical look at this film and realize that there were some serious problems in this game that could show up next week when they host the Rams on Sunday Night Football. They've got a grueling schedule coming up over these next few weeks. And, you know, and I think that they really need to kind of go back to the drawing board on some things.
Probably not anything they would say publicly, but from your time covering the team and being around them, what are their expectations for the 2019 season?
Oh, I absolutely think the expectations this year were to win the AFC North and go as far into the playoffs as they possibly could. Now, maybe they didn't think they were going to get to the Super Bowl this year, but they definitely want to get to the postseason and start making some noise there.
It certainly is a wide open division, as you point out. Obviously, the Baltimore Ravens, the defending champs in the AFC North, but no Ben Roethlisberger the rest of the way for the Steelers. The Bengals are kind of in no man's land as they rebuild, so seems like a perfect opportunity. Is it fun to cover a team that's got a lot of potential, shall we call it?
Yeah, it is. It's fun. There's just so much going on. and you know, every day there's three or four different stories. I can barely keep up with them on any given day. There's lots of colorful personalities. They like to talk. Freddie lets them talk, lets them be themselves. And, you know, they have just captivated the hearts of this city. So I'm glad for the fans that they got the win tonight and they can kind of get excited about this again.
Mary Kay, before I let you go, Chris Smith decided to play on Monday Night Football against the Jets. How's he doing? What has he had to say about the loss of his girlfriend, the mother of his child?
Well, the team really rallied around him and, you know, played hard for him. And Myles Garrett had some really poignant things to say about how Chris gave a speech to the team and it really helped them kind of get their game faces on about how you just never know when it's your last play, your last day of life. So I think he was an inspirational force for the team tonight.
It's good to see him out there on the field. So you can follow Mary Kay on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. You can read her on Cleveland.com. I see her on TV pop up now and then, longtime insider for the Browns and giving us a few minutes from the airport. So safe travels, Mary Kay. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.